Welcome to Sarcasm and Anxiety. So fucking blow those words out the back of your head. I've heard it all and I'm done with that shit. You tell me lies and you get what you get. So blow those fucking words out the back of your head.
What's up? Welcome to episode 2 of Sarcasm and Anxiety. I am Shinobi. This is Spicy Japsican, my wife, aka Satan. We are back. I know it's been a while since we recorded. We did one episode and we sucked since then. So we're back and we are here to continue where we left off. We had some tea to spill about some trauma that we're going through, and we even have some updates since the last time we talked about it. So let's get into it. Where should we start?
Well, basically, the very short version is our oldest daughter was being bullied by a former friend of hers on Roblox. So, with all the details and everything that we're going to be giving, there's going to be a whole lot of Roblox talk, because that's literally where it all the issues stemmed from. There were like little situations in the beginning, and then 2020 hit, and there was a bigger blowout with the family, that family, and that got resolved. And then there was an even bigger blowout a few months later, and the updates go along with that. It's ridiculous. It's completely stupid. And we're having a lot of fun with it now.
Oh yeah, now we just laugh at it, because it's for the people that we're dealing with, they are the type of people that will, if you call them out on something they do wrong, all they will do is try to nitpick and find things wrong about you. So basically it's nothing but deflection the entire time. And they'll name call and try to, it's just very dramatic. Like they swear they're in a movie and they're about trying to win an Oscar. Like, it's ridiculous. Who they're acting for, I have no idea. It's probably just for themselves. Cool. Congratulations. If that makes you feel great, you're still stupid. But yeah, so that's where we're at. And now we haven't,
when we talked about it the first time, it was just like a highlight, I don't even know if that's the right term, but it was just very brief mention. I think we should just like go start from the beginning to see how it progressed and why we reacted the way we did the final time, right, and why we're not dropping it now.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I guess I'll talk for most of it because
she's better at it.
Well, I saw it happening. Okay, so let's see. So we have these friends, the family that we know. We're going to just give names because whatever.
Yeah, you don't know them anyway.
Even if you do know them.
Who cares?
Oh, well. So it's the, I guess she's the grandmother. Her name is Doris. She's in her 50s, so don't think some little old lady with cane and she wears like a shawl and everything and just this little sweet little thing. No. Okay. She's in her 50s. She don't look old. She's a younger looking grandmother. And then she's got four kids. Joseph, who is the oldest, he's like 40. Then there's Jennifer, who is the mother of the bully. She's
33.
Yeah, she's 33. And there's Jason, who's like 32. And then Janine, who's like early 20s. And then their dad's name is Jay, but he's dead. And I'm only mentioning him because he gets thrown around a lot.
Yeah, he passed away, what, five?
He died in 2014. Okay. Yeah,
it's 5, 6 years ago. 7 years
it's
ago.
It's over 7 years now. He died in April 2014. Okay, so we've known this family for a while, since we were, like, before we were even teenagers. Is that long? It's been a while.
Yeah.
Like, Tommy even dated the bully's mom.
Yeah, it's...
It was brief, but whatever. So let's see, the beginning of it started. Okay, we were friends. Their kid, the granddaughter, the daughter, her name is Autumn. She's a year older than our daughter. Our daughter's gonna be 10, so Autumn is going to be 11. Kai and Autumn, or Kai's our daughter, would play on Roblox. Play games, talk, chat, hang out, whatever. We would have Autumn over a lot. And so they would play and on Roblox then too, or hide and seek or whatever. So this one, it's the bullying started this one particular time. This is back in 2019. We had Autumn over for a few hours. Oh, before I get into all this, sorry. Whenever they would drop off Autumn, the grandmother would ask me, so like, when should I pick her up? And I would say like 7 or 8. And she'd be like, oh, 8? Okay. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And then she'd pick her up at 10:30, 11, or, yeah, like, really late, not even, like, saying, oh, hey, we're running late.
Just basically taking advantage of our generosity and our offer to,
you know, have
babysit
this,
the yeah, kid.
Have this kid over and have her run around.
And, yeah, and every single time she would ask, oh, what time should we pick her up? And we say, like, I don't know, between 7 and 9. And she's like, oh, and she'll pick the latest hour of that time window, so 9,
and then
but
still
then she'll
show up.
Show up two, three hours later, yeah, every single time, and never without a fail. So yeah, it was just basically taking advantage of our generosity each and every single time.
Yeah, it was literally every time, not just once or twice. It was every single time.
I think the latest she picked her up was like after midnight, right?
Something like that. It was, you know, ridiculous.
I have to work.
And I was taking care of my grandmother who had dementia, and we had other things to do.
Well, basically, we're on a tight schedule. We got to stick to it. We're in bed by a specific time, and yeah, so it was just.
But that thing is like minor, very, very, very minor compared to everything else that happens from 2019 to now, literally to today, which is July 4th. Okay, so the first incident, Autumn was over. The girls were playing fine. Everything was going well. Her mother picked her up. And the girls had made arrangements to play Roblox when Autumn got home, which would be in about 15 or so. Well, the drive was about 15 minutes, but for whatever reason, they managed to take forever getting from point A to point B. So it took, like, at least 30 minutes. So while Kai was waiting, she's a kid. 30 minutes is a long time, or, 15 minutes is a long time. So she starts playing Roblox with another friend, just to kill some time. Autumn finally gets home. She gets on the game. She sees that Kai is playing with somebody else and flips out. Now, I didn't see this incident. I just saw Kai crying afterwards. And so, I asked her what was wrong. And she told me basically what I just said. And so I'm like, okay, like, do I go to the mom and talk to her about this? Like, well, oh, and Autumn had deleted her off as a friend on Roblox. And she's like, you're a horrible friend. And you're just using me. And just really a lot of dramatics. So I decided to text the mom. I'm just like, hey, I don't really know what's going on, but this is what Kai's telling me. And so she's like, okay. So she went to go talk to Autumn. And Autumn basically confirmed. And this is all through text. So I have,
proof
of the conversation that was had. So she talks to Autumn, and Autumn's like, she confirms it. And so she told Autumn, like, no, you can't be flipping out like that. You need to just, talk to these people. You can't get mad. You guys just had a good day. Like, there's no need for this. So the girls ended up making up, and all was fine. And then she had come over a few times after that. Then December of 2019 rolls around, and on Roblox again, there's this one particular game that they played a lot, and they were having a Christmas event. And for this Christmas event, it was only going to go on until, I don't know if it was Christmas Day or like New Year's, like whatever. So it was like for the month of December. Limited time. You have only that time to get these limited items, blah, 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 blah. So Kai wants to get the limited items, and she wants to utilize the short amount of time that they were given. Autumn, for some reason, on that particular day is like, could you help me do this thing? on the game. And Kai's like, well, not right now. Like, I want to do this other stuff. And the thing Autumn wanted her to help with is something that can happen at any time. So she could wait or do it herself. She flipped out again. So, like, I actually saw this one. And for the Christmas event on December 25th, they were going to all get a free pet in the game. Only it was going to be a reindeer, so it goes with along with the holidays. And it's only something you can get then. Autumn was flipping out because she's like, I want it right now. And so I, like, let her mom know, like, hey, she's going to be able to get it on the 25th. And she's like, okay, fine, cool. Like, so she tells her daughter, and her daughter's happy, and then she gets the stupid reindeer, and 2 weeks later, she gives it to somebody else. So she flipped out for nothing.
Yeah. So, basically, it's, I mean, just to cut to the chase, like, it's just numerous instances where she's acting like a brat, and she's bullying my daughter, our daughter.
Well, it gets worse.
It gets worse.
Those are...
So, yeah. We'll get to the... Just get to the worst part of it.
No, not the worst part, because we got to get to the... There's two big blowouts in 2020.
Okay.
The first one happened in February. And I saw this one as well. Where... Okay, so it was another limited event for, I think, Lunar New Year. And in this game, you get pets. They have some pets that are there all the time, and there's some there that goes along with a specific event. So this time, they were going to have a panda. And the panda, you couldn't just get it with the money game. You had to pay Robux, which is real cash. Which Autumn did get often. She would get like $20 worth of Robux at a time. But anyway, so there's this panda that came out. It was $3. And so I got it for the girls because, yeah, whatever. But Kai already knew how Autumn reacted towards things, so she didn't have it out. Autumn gets on the game, and she seeks out Kai, and she specifically asks her, did you get the panda? And Kai, you know, she's not going to lie. So she's like, yeah, I did. Autumn flips out. She does this whole woe is me thing. Oh, I never get anything. You get all the good stuff. And your mom's always helping you on these games. And she's just like whining. And Kai, having dealt with these different situations with her enough, she's just like, whatever. And she literally walks away in the game. And so I'm like, I'm seeing this in the chat. Because I play the game with them. I was started playing with them to make sure there weren't any creeps, you know, bothering them. But I'm glad I did this because I was able to witness this kid acting like a little pain in the ass. So Kai's minding her business, she's doing her thing in the game, and then Autumn walks up to her and she private chats her. Now with the private chat, the only thing that happens with it is it doesn't show up in the game chat where everybody can see it. It shows up only above their head in like a thought bubble. And only those nearby, those players, can see what they're talking about. And I was with Kai. Sorry. So Autumn seeks Kai out again. And she's just like, you know, just being a brat. Like, it's the same stuff. Woe is me. I don't get anything. You get everything. Which is so not true. I don't know what's on my throat. So she's just being a brat, and then she yells at Kai, leave me alone! And Kai's like, you came up to me. And so she finally, she gets off the game. And then she messages Kai again, but now through the Roblox chat, which is not in the game, it's just the regular chat on the actual app. And she says all this crap to her. And she's just being a brat. And so, I took screenshots of the, Roblox app chat, gave it to her mom. I'm just like, hey, this is what I'm watching. So she talked to Autumn, and I made the decision. I'm like, I don't think they should play on Roblox anymore because this kid's a brat. And so the mom agreed, and they unfriended each other on Roblox. So a few days go by. I ask Kai if she's heard from Autumn, and no. And since this has kept happening, I wasn't gonna have Kai reach out because, like, this kid is just, she's toxic. She's nothing. She's not worth spending any time on her. But we were gonna be somewhere that they were gonna be, and so I was like, okay, I want to see what their interaction is like. So we get there. Autumn completely ignores Kai. And it's not just a matter of she didn't see her, she didn't get a chance to talk to her. No, she would walk right past her and act like she's not even there. Like, I'm watching this. I'm deliberately paying attention just to see what's going on. So Kai, she goes with another friend. That's a friend. Her name's Julie, of the two girls. She's hanging out with Julie. I'm near her and I'm watching them, and I can see Autumn with her mom. No attempt to come over to the other to the girls. So, like, fine, whatever. That tells us something. So we're about to leave, and before we get a chance to actually leave, Autumn's mom, Jennifer, comes up to us. She's teary-eyed. She's like, Autumn's crying. And, like, she says that none of her friends want to be her friend anymore. And I'm just like, yeah, obviously, like, I wouldn't want to be this kid's friend. But, you know, I'm an ass, but I try to wait until the last minute to actually show that part, that side of me. So I'm trying to listen, because Jennifer and I were friends, so I'm not trying to cause anything between us. So I'm listening, and so I reluctantly, like, push Kai to go make nice. Kai didn't want to. She's like, I don't want to be friends with her. And I didn't want to make her be friends with somebody she didn't want to make friends with. But there was a bunch of people around, and that would make us look bad because they don't know the situation. So Kai finally reluctantly goes over there. She talks to Autumn. Autumn apologizes. And then they start, you know, talking, and things are going okay. Julie comes by, and she's like, bye, Autumn. Like, she specifically calls out Autumn to say goodbye. Julie leaves, we leave, Autumn leaves, their friends on Roblox again. We think everything's fine. No. A couple hours later, I got a text from Jen, this long thing, and she's like, you know, when your kid is crying, you don't want to see that, and which is true, but you also have to, you know, teach your kid to how to act. And she's not acting like a good friend. So she sends in this long novel, and she's like, okay, whatever. And then her mom gets involved. And she sends me text after text after text after text about bullying and about this and about that. And she's like, she's trying to manipulate the situation as if our side is the bully. And she's like giving us these guilt trips, like, oh, Autumn had this situation at school where this kid would hit her and stuff, but this kid supposedly has, like, he's like mentally impaired. And I'm like, I'm willing to bet that Autumn was antagonizing this kid and got fed up. But yeah, so she's like, yeah, the police are involved and all this stuff. I'm just like, your kid is not innocent though. Like, I don't come at me with this stuff. Like, I don't care. But yeah, so it's just text after text after text. She's just, like, bombarding me with crap. And then she's doing it to my mom. And so my mom is very passive. I do not get that from her. She's very passive. So she tries to word things very carefully to make sure it comes off as nicely as possible. And Doris, the grandmother, gets defensive, and they turn into this big old thing. And so we're like, okay, we need to meet up and settle this. And so I'm talking to Doris, trying to pick up a time and a date and everything. And we pick a time and date, and then she'll agree. And then next thing we know, oh, we can't do it. Pick another one. Oh, we can't do it. Pick another one. Oh, we can't do it. So I'm getting pissed, because I'm like, I'm sick of this. Finally have something scheduled, because Tommy's just like, okay, Megan's getting upset. Like, we need to get this figured out, like, now.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Once I chimed in, I was like, we are getting tired of waiting. This needs to be settled now. Like, once I stepped in and said something, it happened. It seems like when you're a little more firm with them, they respond a little bit better, which it shouldn't have to be that way. Like, if you want to maintain a civil relationship between two parties, it really shouldn't have to go that way. But anyway, it's starting to go downhill fast at this point.
Well, after this part, the next incident is the good one. So I print out a bunch of screenshots of me talking to Jen about Autumn, like what I witnessed. Jen telling me, basically confirming what Autumn would say. So I'm printing up screenshots. So she's like, so I can prove, like, hey, this is not us.
We got receipts.
This is you guys. And when Autumn came, Jennifer and Doris and Autumn came over to have this discussion, because we couldn't leave because I had my grandmother. And she saw my stack of screenshots, and like her eyes are just kind of like, whoa. But they were really receptive. Doris, the grandmother, she's like, she apologized and she's like, I never should have interfered.
Right. Yeah.
Which is what my mom had been telling her. Like, my mom would tell her, like, let the parents handle this. Oh, another thing that Doris would like to do, guilt trips, like I mentioned, which she would say, well, I'm a widow. Autumn doesn't have her father because he left because he's crazy. So she's always guilt trip whenever Autumn does something. Oh, well, I'm a widow and she doesn't have a father. I'm a widow. She doesn't have a father. It's always the same story as if it matters. It doesn't. It just doesn't matter. But yeah, so it went well. We were able to settle it. We were friends again. Things were fine. Okay, so that was February 2020. March, 2020 is basically when shit hit the fan. Pandemic was really stumped. COVID was starting, pandemic, all that stuff. March, I think I mentioned this in the first episode, but March 14th is when I consider the beginning of the pandemic because Disneyland closed down. And when Disneyland or Disney World closes, especially for a long period of time, it's serious. So that's when I mark the timeline. The same day that Disneyland closed, my grandmother had broken her arm and we had to take her to the hospital. My grandmother had dementia and we had moved in 2017 to take care of her. And my grandfather, but he had already passed by this point. But so from that point, March, when she broke her arm, she started going downhill very quickly. March 14, she broke her arm. April, May, and then June 6, she died. I hate getting emotional.
I get mad.
I will soon. So I was with her when she passed away. My daughter and I, Kai and I, were with her. I was arranging family meetups on what the hell is it called? Zoom. To say their goodbyes on the day she died. So that happened. I knew she was about to die. I mean, she had declined rapidly. You can see the way she looked. She's basically a skeleton. I heard her death rattle. So Kai and I were with her when she passed. So, death, all that stuff.
We don't have to talk about your aunt, because, we already...
No, we'll talk about that another time.
No, we already did, for the most part, episode one.
So we mentioned it.
We mentioned it a little bit. We talked about it a little bit. So if you want to know more about that, episode one is where it's at. After that.
So June. Some time goes by. And at the end of the month, we were planning her funeral for July 3rd. So a year ago yesterday. So let's see. The 26th June, June 26th, I think it was a Friday, whatever day it was Friday. Another incident happened between Kai and Autumn on Roblox. And so, basically, whatever these incidents would happen, I wouldn't say anything to Autumn directly. I would go to her mother. But by this point, it had been happening so many times that we were, like, sick of it. Because she starts to do the guilt trips. She'd be like, oh, well, I'm not perfect, and you should be forgiving, and all this stuff. Like, okay, yeah, that's true, but you can't act like an asshole, and then, like, oh, well, you need to forgive me. And then act like an asshole. And then, well, you need to forgive me. No, it doesn't work like that.
But she's learning from somewhere, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. And so, she's saying something to Kai through the Roblox chat. And so finally I step in. I'm just like, Autumn, you can't keep doing this. Basically, with screenshots again, we tell her, like, you can't get mad at somebody and then be upset that they're mad. And you can't, like, play the victim and guilt trip people. Like, that's not how you treat your friends. I'm like, we're going to tell your mother about this, which at this point, I think I already did. I had told her and sent her some screenshots. And because we said we're going to tell your mother, her attitude changed. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't want to lose Roblox. Roblox is all I have. Please don't tell my mother. Tell Kai I'm sorry. No, I can't lose Roblox. Roblox, 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 Roblox. It's all about losing Roblox. Yeah. And so we're like, too bad. You got to talk with your mother. So that was Friday. Saturday. Oh, I talked to her mother, Jen, a little bit. And I'm irritated by this now. She's like, I wish you would have come to me instead of talking to her. Which I did, technically.
We did that, yeah.
But I was like, okay, I apologize for overstepping. Which at this point, no, I don't think I overstepped. Because your kid's acting like a brat. She's mistreating my kid. You're not doing anything about it. We're going to step in. So I thought everything was fine. Saturday and Sunday come along, everything's fine. Monday rolls around. He wakes up to a text message from the grandmother. And she's like, you scared Autumn with those messages. And he's like, what? And she's like, yeah, you owe Autumn an apology. And he's like, for what? And then she's like, you need to be humble. Okay, why? And so after he telling him he needs to be humble and whatever, he calls her. And that's when it got bad. Like, you want me to say all this stuff?
Or yeah, go ahead.
It'd be the gist, because the call was like almost half an hour long. She's very defensive. She's claiming that Tommy had scared Autumn and Autumn was crying. And now, don't forget, all we said was, you can't be acting like this, basically. Like, I have the screenshots to prove it. And the only thing she was scared about was losing freaking Roblox. And so she's like, yeah, you guys are children and all this stuff. And she wouldn't shut up. Like, she kept talking and talking and talking. And Tommy's trying to ask her questions to get something clarified. And she'll ignore it, or she'll go on to something else. And so Tommy's getting mad. And so he starts to talk louder, not yell, despite the fact that she seemed to think he was yelling. She just talks louder because she's not shutting up. And she's like, oh, you don't respect women. You don't respect your parents. You don't respect Megan and all this stuff. And he's like, what are you talking about? And then at some point, she's like, oh, you don't respect Jay, which is her dead husband, who has nothing to do with any of this. He's been dead for, at this point, oh, like 6 years. And she's like, you don't respect Jay. What other stupid stuff did she say? She kept calling us children.
I just thought of, like,
she was insulting us.
A lot of insults. Just a lot of deflection. And basically it just became something else entirely from what it originally was. Which I guess for her is the point. Which is the type of people they are. Like, they make a mistake, you point it out. They will try to find everything wrong about you, and that's going to be the focus. Ooh. And you're at fault because of whatever is wrong with you now.
Okay, that reminds me. So some of the stuff she was saying, she was like, Tommy can't keep a job. Okay, like, first of all, that's not true. Second, what the hell does that have to do with anything? We're talking about Autumn acting like a little asshole on Roblox, and you're talking about Tommy supposedly not being able to keep a job.
So,
like, stay on topic, lady.
She's talking about, because I was transitioning into another job, which is higher paid. I don't consider that not keeping a job. I would consider that upgrading or leveling up, because that's exactly what it was. But to her,
to me,
got fired, I guess. No, that's not what happened.
I don't even know. To me, not being able to keep a job is, yeah, you keep getting fired and you're out of work for a period of time over and over and over and over again, which is not the case. I mean, he was laid off early 2020, but that had nothing to do
with the pandemic, which
affected
a lot of people.
That whole company, they laid off everybody. It wasn't just him. They had just sent him to another state to get training. Then they paid for all that, and then a few months later they're gonna be like, oh, you're not good here. No, it was because they had to let people off, or laid off.
Yeah, which is a common thing that happened around that time.
Yeah. So yeah, she's just throwing out this man, just all this, like.
So it's just a lot of lies coming from her, and a lot of stuff that she's fabricating just to distract from the main point. That's all she's doing.
Yeah, none of it had to do with the original issue. But so she's talking to Tommy, and then I get the phone. Oh, you hand it to me, I don't know what happened. And so she was like happy to have me on the phone. She's like, oh, Megan, and do you hear the way he's talking to me? And I'm like, yeah, and I hear the way you're talking to him. Like,
I had her in speakerphone.
I was like, what are you thinking, lady? I'm with him. I hear what he hears.
Yeah.
And so
I'm not trying to hide what I'm saying to you.
Oh, at the beginning of the call too, she called in a mutual friend because she thinks she's so right and we are so wrong that everybody else is going to side with her. So they're like, oh, how about we have this person that we both know come in and listen and, you know, tell you that you guys are wrong.
Yeah, and sure enough, he was like, no, like, what are you doing? Like, and he got tired of hearing her run her mouth that he just left the phone call.
But yeah, so I'm finally on the phone with her, and she's saying all this bullshit. And so finally, I'm just like, how many times have we been in this situation with Autumn? She ignores it. I had to ask her 5 times. And then so Autumn, she's like, well, fine. Like I'm going to acknowledge it now. So Autumn answers. She answers this question herself. She's like, 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, she's fully aware.
Yeah, she knows damn well what that she's doing. And so her grandma was like, oh, are you happy now? It's been 4 or 5 times. So why the hell would I be happy that it's been multiple times? Like, I want you to acknowledge the fact that this is happening over and over and over and over again, and we're sick of it. Like, if the roles were reversed, how would you feel? She would have thrown a fit long ago. But yeah, so she's just being stupid and just deflecting and just throwing out whatever she can grab onto. And then finally she's like, oh, let my son Joseph talk to Tommy because he's a real man.
Right.
So Tommy's like, fine, let me talk to him.
Real man, huh?
So get into that.
So, I mean, this happened a year ago, but from what I remember, he was just trying to act all big and tough. He's like, what's up, homie? Like, trying to talk to me like he's a gangster. You're not a gangster. You're a tweaker. Like, he's skinny as hell. He's 40 years old. He's unemployed. He says he can work whenever he wants, but that's just translates.
He lives at home with his
mom. He's never moved out of the house. Real man. Huh? Okay.
Which, I don't care if people live at home. Like, that's not my business.
It's whatever. But if you're going to claim to be a real man and try to all big, bad, and tough, I'm going to call you out on everything I know about you. Kind of your fault at that point. So he's like, oh, yeah, I beat up my sister's ex-boyfriend, which is Autumn's dad, loser dad, which turns out is not true. He never did that. But he's just trying to say that to intimidate me. And I was like, oh, okay, good for you. Like, I'm not fazed by it. And I was like, still continuing to, you know, to talk my shit. I'm like, I'm not going to let up. Like, you're not scaring nobody. And finally, Doris takes the phone away.
Don't forget the blood is thicker than water.
Oh, blood is thicker.
Joseph agreed
blood is thicker
that his mom was being ridiculous. But yeah. But then he's like, but blood is thicker than water.
So basically he's saying like, oh yeah, I acknowledge that my mom is wrong. However, because she's my mom or because she's family, I'm sticking with her. That makes you an idiot.
I hate that mindset. It's so stupid.
Just because they're blood, just because they're family, doesn't mean they can't be wrong. It doesn't mean you can't side with the party that is right. Because otherwise, you're just supporting their idiocy. You're supporting them being wrong.
Like, eventually, that's going to affect you in a negative way, too. So, like, I don't know why you would want to entertain that kind of nonsense.
But anyway, so that call ended, and then we kind of just...
You hung up on Doris.
I hung up on her because I was sick of her running her mouth. And then
so
she has a habit of constantly sending you nonsensical text messages. She has the grammar of maybe a 30-year-old. Third grader.
The way I like to explain the way she texts is, do you ever see those posts on like social media where they're like, click the on the keyboard, click your keypad when you're typing, click the middle button, like 20 times just to form a sentence.
Oh yeah.
And part of it may make sense, and the other one, the rest of it is like random words here and there.
And she uses a lot of emojis, like most old people do, but she uses it obnoxiously.
So that's the way she talks. None of it makes sense. She likes to capitalize names, like the full every single letter capital. She likes to put like a million question marks or exclamation points. One sentence will be like on five lines. Like, it's just
grammatically,
it's chaos.
She makes no sense.
Like, we'll read some of her text messages because it's hilarious.
I had to block her because I was getting tired of getting text messages I could barely read. And like, if I felt like I was gonna have a stroke reading it, I was done with it. So I blocked her, and then I was like, I'll let you get all the text messages because I'm sure... Because she was having a laugh with it. I was irritated.
Well, at first I was mad because she had texted me like an hour after they got off the phone. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, emotions ran high and everything. And like, I was pissed. Because during the argument on the phone, I had told her, I'm like, we don't have time for this. We're planning my grandmother's funeral. And then she proceeded... She knew my grandmother and she claims to love her. But she proceeded to let us know about her nephew who had died a few months ago. Who cares? We didn't know the guy. He's dead. It's past. Now we're dealing with my situation. That's the only one thing that matters right now to me. Like, show some, like, concern for somebody who you claim to, you know, care about. And so, like, I was pissed.
And I was like, I think I said, what does that have to do with me? What does it have to do with my family? She couldn't answer that. So basically, it didn't matter what I was saying to her. She kept trying to make it about her and them and why. Basically, trying to put them in a light of sympathy.
Which doesn't fly with us.
It just, no, that's not going to work. Like, the more you do that, the more I'm going to come at you. It's not going to work because it's obvious what you're trying to do.
But yeah, so she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And so I was mad because she caused this big old thing over Autumn being a brat and us calling her on it. And because I didn't accept her apology, she went freaking crazy. Like, the messages she would send me. Oh, so Tommy, Megan can't forgive, and she, like, can't forgive Doris. Like, I don't know why she says her stupid name.
She kept speaking in third person. Like, you know who you're talking to. You don't have to say our names, and you don't have to say your own name. It was not making any sense.
Like, we have...
Like I said, it's saying, oh, so Tommy and Megan can't forgive Doris. Why can't you just say, so you guys can't forgive me? It makes more sense grammatically. Because you know who you're addressing. We know who's talking. But whatever. She's stupid.
Can I get out of this to get some other text messages up?
Go ahead. If you want.
I mean, I didn't know if it gets out of it completely. Because, like, we have to read some of these messages just to show... the ridiculousness of it. So let's see.
Like, just read one of them.
Yeah, I'll have to find a good one. But she just Yeah, she just bombards me with text message after text message. I had to tell her, I'm like, leave me alone. Like, I'm in mourning. Get the hell away from me.
And they all have emojis, like they have smiley faces and hearts. Like, what do you, like, what's the matter with you?
Okay, here. This is, so she's like, this is the first message she sends me. I'm going to read it exactly the way it's written, just so you can get the full effect of Doris. I apologize for coming off emotionally due to misunderstanding with kids. Now, every letter, first letter is capitalized. Just in its own. Sad face, emoji, heart. And then she, a couple hours later, I am sorry. I don't want any tension, hyphen, or divisions. We showed you love, your family, by helping after grandma lost. Jennifer took you money from both of us. Heart emoji. Autumn, as you know, she lost her grandpa Jay and affected her deeply, and her dad left Autumn 4 years ago. Thumbs down, sad face. No more Roblox games, Autumn. And I should add that English is her only language. So there's no, like, translation
or anything.
She was born here. No, she doesn't speak anything out. She speaks English and only English. Yeah. She doesn't have an accent. She's English. Okay? So, I had, I didn't go off on her at this point, but I'm just like, basically, you know, I don't accept your apology because there was no reason for you to put me through all that, knowing that I'm currently in mourning over something that you already knew was a problem that we have proof of. Fix your kid. Don't come at us. Yeah. And so, I love this part. So, she says, only until after Tommy's text message to me saying, apologize for what, Doris? Tommy does not, and then next line, think he owes no apologize to kid, next line, Autumn and scolded her, emoji, next line, Autumn got scared at Tommy's message, next line, to Autumn, he, next line, should called, next line, Jennifer explain. This is how she talks through text, and now it's hilarious, even though we're just like, what the hell is she saying? But we find it hilarious, especially when we read her messages out loud.
I mean, imagine before you stop giving a crap. Imagine you trying to get through to someone of that level of intelligence to try to reason with them. And these are the responses you're getting, which less than half of it makes sense, or you could make sense in less than half of it most of the time. Yeah, it was maddening. Like, I wanted to punch somebody. Like, this is ridiculous.
No, be real. You wanted to punch Doris. I still want to punch Doris.
Yeah.
Like, I am willing to get arrested for assault just to beat the shit out of her and her son, you know, the big bad man. Mm-hmm. But so by this point, I'm like yelling at her. I'm like, leave me alone. And so she's like, oh, okay, you'll never see me again. And I'm like, I literally told her, oh, well. And so she's just sending her message after message after message. And I stopped talking to her by this point. Oh, one thing we forgot to mention. She tried to blame her granddaughter's bad behavior on his video games and music. Now, over the year 2020, we
I can cut it. To achieve a new dimension in sound impossible to obtain in a mono recording.
Sure. Do you want kimchi?
Not really. I mean, I probably will be hungry. Whatever you want. Like, I'm happy with just the chicken and mashed potatoes.
So chicken and mashed potatoes. And a Mountain Dew. Okay, so I can just talk.
What was the last thing you said?
Is
it 2020?
Oh, yeah. All of 2020, since, you know, the pandemic, we were really abiding by the guidelines of not going anywhere, staying home, wear a mask, you're out, don't have anybody in the house, all that stuff. So Autumn hadn't been over. Huh? Yeah, sure. Sorry. So Autumn hadn't been over for a while. They would Zoom. The girls would Zoom and play Roblox and all that stuff. But yeah, so Doris would try to blame the video games that Tommy would play and the music he would listen to.
Yeah, it's your fault, Ray. She heard you cussing and being racist on Xbox Live. And then, I did listen to music, but that's not going to...
But not even then,
it's so stupid.
Not just the fact that it's stupid. It's just, whenever Autumn was over, it would be during the day when he's at work.
Yeah.
So, he's not playing his video game. No. And he's not listening to his music, at least not at our house where she can hear it. And even if he was home, Kai had the computer in another room with the door closed. So, even if Tommy was playing or listening to his music, they're not listening to it. So, like, come on.
Poor Autumn. My music is corrupting her.
So, like, I try to point out, I'm like, okay, so... Say the music and all the video games and all that stuff really is something that can corrupt children. Our kids would be the biggest assholes ever then. Because they're with us 24/7. They're with us when we're listening to this music. We're with us when we're playing these video games. They would be a bigger asshole than Adam. And I know they're my kids. But I'm not stupid. Like, I'm not biased.
Let's just put it this way, like, in our circle of friends and friends and family that we have quite a large circle. Everybody loves our kids. They always compliment them on their behavior, how they're so well behaved and respectful. Not once have we ever gotten a complaint that they're being brats or misbehaving, and for good reason. Like, we raise them that way.
Yeah, because
if they make a mistake here and there, it's not going to be that big. However, Autumn has a reputation in our circle of friends and family of being a huge brat, a huge pain in the ass, and causing problems with other kids. She has that reputation, but they don't seem to care about that or acknowledge it because they're fully aware of it.
Yeah, we told them enough, but whatever. So... Yeah, we're just like, that's stupid. We're not influencing, we're not corrupting your kid based off of the music and video games we play when she's not around. Like, that is, there's no logical reasoning behind that. It's just stupid. But we laugh about it now. Like, we'll be playing a violent video game. I'll be like, Tommy, watch it. You're corrupting Autumn again. but yeah, so we had a blowout at the, right after the phone call, basically, Doris deleted and blocked me on social media. Fine, whatever. I was still friends with Jennifer on Facebook, and I don't really delete people. I let them delete me. So I was just going to let her do it. Because I feel like that would show them, like, a sign of guilt. So I'm just like, no, you delete me if you want to. She deleted and blocked me on Instagram. Which is funny because that we somehow got disconnected on Instagram the first big incident in 2020, and she messages me and she's like, oh, I noticed that we're not friends anymore. You deleted me. Like, that says a lot. And I'm like, I didn't delete you. And I'm pretty sure it's Autumn. I have no proof, but I really think it's Autumn because Jen didn't do it. So I think it's Autumn. Because she's that manipulative. She does things. She's sneaky and she's, I don't know if she's necessarily smart or her family's just really stupid. It's probably they're just really stupid.
Yeah.
And you'll see why in a little bit. Because it gets worse. So Jen and I became friends again on Instagram earlier in the year. And then later she deleted me. She, of course, didn't say anything because I know it was them. Which is fine, whatever. But so... I call it one of my toxic habits of like toxic traits where if I know I didn't do something wrong and somebody has like a huge problem with me based off of whatever they make up in their mind, I like to give them a reason to dislike me then.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it makes sense. They've already decided they don't like you, so why not?
So I just for my own little fun, especially since all this crap happened, like I wanted to have a little fun and whatever. So like I'll make posts on Facebook and I don't name drop. So I'll just like say something hoping that she sees it and she passes it on to her family. Which I got confirmation that it does happen. So that makes me happy. The whole year worth of pettiness has paid off. But I got a text message from Doris. And she's like, oh, I'm friends with one of your friends. Like, we do have some other mutuals in common. And she's like, is this post about me? And I don't know what post she's talking about. Oh, it probably was. But I'm like, I didn't say your name. So if you recognize something in this post in you, like, that's not my problem. Like, go fix you.
Nobody asked you to put that shoe on. It just so happened to fit.
Yeah, but I ignored it. And she left me alone. And so it was recommended to me because like I was that week, the week of my grandmother's funeral, I'm not even exaggerating. I'd never been so angry.
Yeah.
Like we've been together for almost 17 years and I have never been that angry.
I've tried.
I have a temper. I know I have a temper. I know I can have a short fuse, but I had never been so angry. Like normally a situation will happen. I'll be mad. And then like, over the course of the day I'll calm down a bit. I might be annoyed or whatever, but I'll mellow out. And then the next day I'll probably be significantly better. But this situation I was fuming. I was so angry. So a few days go by and I'm still like just pissed. I was so mad that this is not a big deal to most people because I'm not really a drinker, but I just started downing some liquor. Empty stomach.
Drank all my liquor.
And I kind of like just chilled. I was still mad, but I was relaxed. And then finally when I thought it was like worn off, I got up to go pee. But I ended up not feeling well. I ended up laying on the floor in the bathroom. I had to call for Tommy because I'm like, I don't feel good. And then apparently I started, throwing up in the toilet. I blacked out.
It was hot.
I hit my lip on some like a stool that's in the bathroom.
She got white girl wasted. It was nice.
And I woke up. my lip is busted.
It's not even white.
I wake up with a busted lip and hungover. And so I fell asleep in the bathroom for a couple hours. So that was fun.
I let her. Like I wasn't gonna move because. If she throws up more, at least she'll be in the right spot.
But that, wore off pretty quickly. It didn't last that long. And then by the next day, I didn't have, a hangover or anything. I felt fine. I was just, pissed. So I was given the suggestion from the mutual friend to write them a letter because he was aware of the fact that we didn't get a lot in.
Yeah, because she wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, writing a letter is a good idea. We can get everything on paper. There's no opportunity for her to interrupt us while we're talking. It was a good idea.
Yeah, so, once that clicked, oh, I can do this, I started to feel better. I wasn't so angry. I was motivated to get everything off my chest and, tell her, how wrong she is. So I start on this letter, and it ended up being 15 pages long, typed, thereabouts. And then from there on, I would add something when I would think of something or a way to phrase it or point out something. But then all the other drama in my life start happening, and I couldn't deal with the letter, and I put it off.
A lot's happened since then. We couldn't finish it. She couldn't finish it. I didn't have time to deliver it. I just, started working, and working long hours. It was 70, 80 hours a week. And, only just recently I switched to a different job where, it's less hours. So it's not taking up my time too much. So we had more time, more free time.
And
she finished the letter.
Well, see, I was in a really bad place, mentally, last year. because of everything that happened in a short amount of time.
We also wanted to give them some time, hopefully, to come to us and say something.
Oh, but yeah, like, I forgot.
Never happened.
I was talking when the day this happened. I was talking to the mom, Jennifer, and I was like, hey, like, this is what's going on. And she's like, oh, yeah, my mom told me everything. Yeah, sure she did. She told you her version. And she's like, my mom said she was being very humble when she was talking to you guys. Oh, and she's like, okay, come on, like, really?
If you gotta say you were being humble, you weren't humble. If you gotta say you were being something, you're not that.
Yeah. But the mutual, since he was there on the phone call, and he heard everything, so it's not my word against hers, he heard what was going on, and he told us, like, you know, we're in the right. Like, he knows that we have every right to be upset.
He said straight up, you guys did nothing wrong. You did everything you should have done.
Including telling Autumn to knock it off.
I was like, that's what I thought. Like, but you see what she's doing. And he kind of more or less knows how she is as a person.
Yeah, he's told my mom, you know how Doris is.
I don't really care. Like, we're still gonna have at it. Like, I don't care how they are as a person.
So, yeah, because that's not really an excuse. That's
no excuse.
Like, it's a reason, but it's not an excuse. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, I just couldn't handle dealing with the letter and everything else that was going on. Finally, now that it's summer 2021, I realize that I am actually finally in a place where I can focus on, you know, healing from all the, what word do you want to use that doesn't sound overly dramatic? Because I had started caregiving for my grandparents in March 2017. I watched my grandfather die that October. Our house became haunted because of him.
Yeah, Rich.
And then so I had to watch my grandmother. I was her primary caregiver. We had an actual caregiver, but I was there like for the over 100 hours a week, unpaid, taking care of her. And then all the other drama that happened. Caregiving on its own is stressful. Caregiving for somebody who has dementia is like, takes it to a whole other level.
Yeah.
So, like, I haven't been able to focus on myself. I haven't been able to heal, really. Because, like, it really took its toll on me physically, mentally, emotionally, all that. So, this year, this summer, now that school's over, I don't really have to do much with the girls. They can handle themselves for the most part. I'm finally able in a place to do what I need to do to move past things. So, I was like, okay, I need to finish this letter. So, I had this brilliant idea. Oh, wouldn't it be great if we, like, give it to them on the one-year anniversary of the situation happening? So I got the letter ready, and he was going to deliver it, but then he didn't feel well. So we had to put it off for a few days, and ended up being able to give it to them yesterday on July 3rd. So we took it to the house, dropped it off. Joseph, the 40-year-old, you know, big man uncle, he answers the door.
That was his opportunity.
You know, handle him like a man. Show him who's...
That was his opportunity to, you know, puff his chest in my face and try to act like, you know, he's big, bad, and tough. But knocked on the door, he sees that it's me. And he's like, oh, hey, well, how's it going, you guys? Like, oh, it's so good to see you. Like,
he's being super really? Nice. Tommy's being nice, and I realize I'm a bigger asshole than he is.
I wasn't being nice. I was just being courteous.
Yeah, I was being nice.
But I was waiting for it. I was like, I was waiting for it. And if you hear bangs in the back, we're recording this July 4th. So,
yes. He says, yeah, it's good to see you guys. And I say, oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, and we walk. I was like, I hand the letter to him. I was like, give this to your mom and give this to your sister. And that was it. We walk away and we leave. And then it was like, what, an hour later?
Oh, yeah, about an hour. We were wondering. We were like trying to figure out how long is it going to take for them to respond.
And I'm like, it's reading, but then they're stupid. So it might take a while.
The letter to Doris ended up being, I think, 10 pages. Because I had taken some stuff out because I didn't want to elaborate. I didn't want to work harder on it. I just took some stuff out. So it ended up being 10 pages. For the letter to Jen, it was gonna originally be short, but then because we were trying to settle things with her when it first happened, mm-hmm. and she was talking to us a little bit through text, and then she just disappeared.
She ghosted us.
Yeah, and so I'm like, all right, that says a lot. So her letter ended up being about 4 pages long. Now, for the letter with Doris, I addressed a lot of the stuff that she felt was important to throw in our face during the original argument. So, like, she's like, you know, the part where Tommy doesn't respect women, he doesn't respect you, and all this other stupid stuff. Now, I know I'm his wife, but, like, he's never done anything to show any disrespect towards me because I'm a woman.
Just give it time. I'm around Rich a lot.
Have another baby. He's like, it's up to you. It's your body. You want to have one? It's up to you. If it's something I want to wear, like, he allows me.
I allow you. I give you permission.
Yes. She lets me go outside.
I spoil her with the outside.
And that's it's an inside joke. But yeah, he's never done anything to make me feel less than a person just because I'm a woman. He's an asshole, but mm-hmm. he's respectful of other people despite race.
I give respect based on, like, however much respect you give me, I will give it right back. And same with disrespect. I'm a mirror when it comes to social interaction. Like, whatever you give me, I'm giving it right back.
Yeah, so that's never been an issue. So that bugged me because I'm like, what are you talking about, you stupid hoe? And so I addressed it. I'm like, you don't know anything about our relationship. Like, don't come at me saying he doesn't respect me just because he doesn't respect you because you were acting a fool. Like, that has nothing to do with me. It's not a reflection on how he talks to me, how he treats his parents if he wanted to throw them in there. Oh, she also threatened to tattle on him to his mother.
I haven't lived with my parents for
years.
Like, over a decade?
It's been a while.
But she felt the need to say,
I'm gonna tell your father.
I'm gonna tell your mother. I'm like, go ahead. Like, I don't talk to them. Like, what do you hope to accomplish there? Like, I don't live under their house.
But they are going to ground you, and you are not gonna be able to corrupt your granddaughter with your rap music.
Oh, I'm gonna keep doing it.
But yeah, so I addressed that. And my letter, I was raised to think before I speak and not leave a paper trail. So I was very careful with not insulting, not threatening, and just wording things in a way that it can't really be taken wrong. Whether or not they want to get mad about it, that's on them. But I'm very careful. I choose my words very carefully. And I like to do it in a way sometimes, depending on what the situation is, where I make you feel stupid. I call you stupid without actually saying you're stupid. Like, I was like, you guys really need to learn how to learn these words before you use them. Like the word humble. Obviously, she doesn't know what humble means. So, like, things like that. I like to do that, which I don't know if they caught it, but whatever. But so my letter was very sarcastic because that's how I naturally talk.
It's a natural defense against stupid. So, yeah.
But yeah, so I addressed the things when she said, you don't respect Jay, her dead husband. Now, at this point, in 2021, it's been 7 years. I addressed that because, like, that's stupid. What does a dead man have to do with a situation that he's nowhere near? And so I told him basically, like, you are using his name in vain because you're the one who's blurting it out like we owe him something. And I'm just like, Autumn, you can't keep using his death when Autumn was 4 as an excuse for her bad behavior. Like, I was like, in 20 years, no one's going to care that her grandfather died when she was a little girl and excuse her not doing something in the real world.
You shouldn't be using it as an excuse even a year later. Like, you need to stop. Like, you're basically at this point, you're just using his death as an excuse to act like a piece of shit. Anyway, so the letter, we addressed she addressed every detail possible that she threw in our faces, threw right back with actual logic and reason. So you get a phone call. Of course, you want to let it to go to voicemail.
We got a phone call an hour later.
So it's a 6-minute voicemail of her just spewing more nonsense and making up more things. And then we get spoiled with a little bit more stupidity from her tweaker son.
Yeah, this I love this. We'll play it on repeat.
We'll play this part.
Hopefully you can hear it, because
here you go. Yeah, all I gotta say is that you're a miserable ass couple. I could read both of you guys. My third eye is cocked. I'm spiritual lyrical. You guys are an unhappy couple. Tommy was the only guy though at the meeting for you to hook up with. You're miserable, Megan. I could read you, homegirl. See, it's taking kindness for weakness. I should have told you guys to get the F off our property. Trying to be disrespectful. We want to come back. You want to come back and be disrespectful and see what's up then. We'll see who's standing though. And I don't make threats. I'm all about promises. Don't disrespect my dad. Let's rest in peace. You don't want to fuck with me. I guarantee you. You don't want to fuck with me.
Joe.
Guarantee
I know.
You.
I know.
You'll regret it.
Spiritual lyrical.
Miserable ass couple. I could read both of you guys.
Oh.
Spiritual lyrical. He's got his third eye cocked. I don't know what that means, but.
In the letter, I had addressed what's his name, Joseph, you know, threatening Tommy. And I was just like, he's not intimidating. I don't know what made you think he's going to scare anybody. And I was like, it's been nothing but comedy, thinking about it and talking about it. We've been joking about it for the past year. Like, I want to fight him just so he can be like, he can get his ass kicked by a girl. Like,
yeah, he's not. If you see him, he's not threatening. He looks like a tweaker. He's skinny. He doesn't even look healthy. Like, he's just, there's nothing scary about him. So yeah, that's just funny.
After he, you know, if you caught it, he threatened me. Oh no, sorry, he didn't threaten me. He doesn't make threats. He makes promises. but after
he's spiritual lyrical, you know.
But after
hashtag bars.
But after that, his mom Doris made sure we knew that he's single and he's happy.
We
mommy,
didn't ask.
Mommy says he's single and he's happy.
Nobody
so.
Asked, but thanks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's more validation.
I
that
believe
he's a loser.
It. Sure. But yeah, so she left it was almost 6-minute phone call, voice message. I ignored it. And then did she message me then too? No.
Hmm.
Well, the messages start today.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, an hour or so after that, I get a phone call from Jennifer. I send that to voicemail. And I've noticed that people really want to talk to you after ghosting you.
Mm-hmm.
After you call them on their shit. And, but it's already too late, so you're going to voice message.
That's a clear sign of pride. Like, you don't talk to somebody for a long time, but you treat them wrong and then you get called out on it. Yeah, and then you get upset. Especially if you have a lot of pride, because you don't like being viewed as someone who's wrong, because you have pride. It's just, that's our experience with it.
You know, and not just this, another experience that we've had. But so, I sent it to voicemail because I wasn't going to talk to her. I didn't even listen to the message. She sent me some text messages. I didn't even read them. I still don't even know what they said, really. He gave me the gist. And basically, I know in the text message, she's like, please listen to my voice message. I can come over now and we can settle this. Like, I don't know if she's trying to be intimidating too. Like, she's a little bit bigger than me, like taller and stuff, but like, whatever. I really want to fight somebody. Like, I don't think these people realize I want to fight somebody. And I really would like to be able to say I've been arrested for assault over someone stupid.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be them, because to go along with what we said about them, yeah, they like to, they're manipulative and they like to deflect. The way they are about confrontation is they're very brave over a phone call, text message, and whatever, just as long as they're far away. But just like what happened when we dropped off the letters and he saw me in person. He was like, "Oh, hey, what's up? It's nice to see you guys." Like, they're
all friendly.
You know, they're pussy cats in person.
Yeah.
Like,
so.
Where's your balls at? You know, what's up? Like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
And he was like, as I was trying to hand the letter to him, he was like kind of slowly closing the door. I'm just like, okay. Whatever, dude. Like, and then obviously an hour later we get that, "Oh, what's up? You can come back." "Oh, what's gonna happen if I come back?"
"I'm gonna beat you on your own lawn." Like, do you really want that?
I come back like, "Oh, hey, it's good to see you." I was just upset. Like, it's gonna be the same story, like, over and over. Like, I wasn't thinking. My bad, man. It was like, let's just, the bygones be bygones. No, I came here for the smoke. Where is it?
Yeah. But, so he was responding back to Jen, saying, like, "Now, like, there's no need for you to come here. Like, nothing's gonna get settled. You guys are already showing
you're
that
not gonna
she..."
come anyway.
But yeah, so she doesn't harass me. But today I get some messages from Doris, and I love them. I won't read all of them because, again, she sends me novels and like thousands of them. Could you actually see on the camera if I show and scroll?
You could try.
Let's see. Can you see it? I don't know if you can actually see it. You don't have to read the words, but like that. So that little one's me. The little one is me. And then
it's just a clear example of what, she doesn't shut up, like, even in text message form.
Like, I'm not saying anything. She's talking out of her ass. By herself.
We're not. There's no response in our app because we have no interest in responding. Because we have figured out that each time we respond, she will take that and take it somewhere else completely. So we're just giving her an opportunity to just
tire herself out.
Yeah. So, like, go ahead and just run your mouth on your own.
But so basically, the messages were like, she was claiming that I disrespected Jay, which is why Joseph was mad. And I'm just like, because she's even said in the voice message that me saying that they are using his name in vain meant they don't care about Jay anymore. And I'm like, no, but if that's what you want to think, then go ahead. So she took whatever I said in the letter and twisted them and just made it, I don't know how, because I made it very simple, or at least I thought it was. But so she kept twisting what I was saying and like making up stuff. But so the messages I got today, it's almost as if she thinks she's switched the roles, that we're the ones that have attacked them, because she kept saying, "Oh, you like drama. You start this. We didn't start this." All this stuff. She claimed Joseph didn't threaten you. What he's saying is you had no business coming on our property when we're leaving you alone. So he says that Tommy disrespecting his mom, what she would never done to Terry, your mom-in-law, or your mother, is very Joseph was very angry. I was right where I heard him. He meant if you ever come to our porch, he has a right to chase you off our porch. He's not going to hurt you or Tommy or stop your drama. Megan, do you love drama? So, yeah, she's trying to put it on us that we start all this. But what she's doing is, because they made peace with the original part of the situation, which is convenient. It's easy to make peace when you cause it, the other person, the problems.
Yeah, you cause the drama, of course you're going to feel all right if, you know, nothing comes of it on our end. But
so,
we were just too busy to do anything about it.
Because we brought it up again, because I'm not over it. I'm not done with this. I'm not going to let this slide.
We're fully ready to respond now. Like, we have the time.
And so she's taking that as where it's... She said rehashing it, which I guess is true, but like nothing was settled before, nothing mm-hmm. was fixed, and she needs to know, like, she's completely out of line and we're not gonna tolerate it. But yeah, so she says all this stupid stuff. I want to read a couple of them that I liked. Two more. She says, your mom must have taught you to respect adults, Hashi, and here you are putting down an 8-year-old. Autumn is almost 11. She doesn't even know her own.
That wasn't Hashi mean.
Well,
I mean, that's Japanese. She doesn't know what Hashi means.
I don't know what Hashi's supposed to mean. But so she doesn't know her own granddaughter's age. So she says that we put an 8-year-old. We didn't allow Autumn, because she capitalizes the whole name, to continue any drama. That's why she cut you off, and she's happy, and we're happy. She says we're twice out without you in my life. You're nothing but drama. No wonder why you have very little friends. You can only can keep them on Facebook for a short time. 2 question marks.
Don't know what she's talking about.
Okay. But this one, I think this one is my absolute favorite. I had no idea Joseph was hearing me leaving Megan a voicemail. Okay, she's messaging me. But she's saying I didn't...
More of the third person crap. Like.
So, leaving Megan a voicemail and Joseph grabbed my phone. He's very upset, defending Tommy's allowing me, to come to our home with bashing their mom, Doris, and throwing Jay's name in vain, and Autumn making her cry, talking bad about my Autumn wax crying. I assume she means was, but I'm going to go with the word wax because that's what she used. So Autumn wax crying yesterday all over again. You and your immature Tommy, you're the ones who started drama yesterday, and Joe and Autumn, Doris, Jennifer Proof, you're both crime partners. We're crime partners. Satan used you both to write and instigate, not let go. You both are being used by wickedness and spiteful. We're being used by spiteful.
Kill Satan. I don't know. That's stupid.
We're crime partners and being used for spiteful.
So that's where we're at.
Oh, wait, no. Hmm? Don't forget what she said at the end, her last messages. Well, she sent me pictures of my letter, you know, the one I wrote, and delivered to her by hand. She's sending me pictures
as
of my
if
letter.
We don't know what we said in them.
And only 2 pages. So I don't know what she's trying to show. Unless she meant to send that to somebody else, but this is what I got. And then, this is my favorite part. Oh, I can't, everything's, all of it's my favorite part. She sends me pictures of her and her family at the beach. Okay? She says, my family is happy, not miserable drums like you and angry Tommy. So she's angrily letting us know how happy they are. Because,
whoa,
obviously,
a bunch
she's...
of exclamation points. We're happy! Point taken.
Yeah, I'm sure you're happy. But, yeah, so...
The war zone out there right now.
And then she told me that she's going to block me again, which I don't know why she didn't block me. I mean, I do know why, I guess, but I don't know why. I keep acting like I don't know why, but she wants to talk her crap. And then
even though it makes no sense.
It's just...
Yep, so that's where we're at. I know that situation is not done yet, so... Once something else happens, you know, we'll make another update on the next episode. But that's, that's where we're at. Spiritual lyrical.
I was just going to say that. and I am a miserable homegirl. That's my new name, Miserable Homegirl.
Yep. So this has been episode 2. I am Psycho Shinobi. This is Miserable Homegirl. Stay spiritual and lyrical. Later, y'all.
You're stupid.
Try Jesus. Not me, 'cause I throw hands. Try Jesus, please don't try me, because I'm fine. Touch me or mine, we gon' have to scrap. So, try Jesus, please don't try me, because I'm fine. I have no problem laying these hands. Try Jesus, don't try me.